Look who's here, Brian McTavish, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, buddy?
You got that right. I'm doing great.
Always good to have you here. Nice peppy music to start off this weekend. I like it.
We like our peppy music.
That's Diana Ross, the legend, the diva, the queen.
The superstar.
The superstar.
The living legend.
The living legend.
How old is Diana Ross?
Hey.
I'll tell you.
In 70s.
She is 70, so you are correct, sir.
She's
once 70? Again.
I would have thought maybe she's a little older.
Well, don't tell her that. I think that might not sit right with Diana. But anyway.
She'd be a fun interview.
Are you going to get her on the air?
I think that'd be tough.
Yeah.
I think that'd be work.
Well, she will be in all of her glory.
Yes, she will be.
When she does her, my gosh, you know, pop music. That was a little bit of disco there.
Mm-hmm.
She did the girl group thing as well as anyone with the Supremes in the 1960s. But she will be bringing herself and her show to the Midland Theater, 7 o'clock.
This Sunday, Diana Ross, here in town.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That is very cool. I mean, just the number one hits alone with the Supremes, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Where Did Our Love Go? Baby Love. Stop in the Name of
Where
Love.
Where Did Your Love Go?
It's right here.
There's a whole show on that. You got to come in sometime and tell me about where your love went.
I'll get to that.
I know about your love. Tell me about your
love.
We
have a brief segment.
Yeah,
we'll
get there.
But we might actually return to my love before it's all over with.
I love that.
With the Supremes, you can't hurry love. You keep me hanging on.
You can hurry love sometimes. Some of these titles, I'm taking a little, I disagree with some of them.
You do?
Yeah.
I think you're in a lovely mood today.
Yeah,
you're questioning
I'm questioning the obvious.
The quintessence of love itself.
Yes,
anyway, but, not just a singer of songs, but Diana Ross, you know, she was nominated for an Oscar for Lady Sings the Blues. She's won a Tony, a Golden Globe. My goodness, she's been honored by the Kennedy Center. She went her own way in 1970, and that's the same year the Beatles split up. Coincidence? I don't know. But the funny thing is she got even more famous after that. I think she's going to hit those number one hits like you wouldn't believe, including those Supreme songs.
That's Diana Ross Sunday evening at the Midland.
Yeah.
The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. But the poet of them all, who will start them simply raving, is the poet people call the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare.
And what do we have here?
Well,
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, you know, Shakespeare, kind of he turned 450 big ones old.
Well, congratulations to William.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. Bill is only 450. You think we'll be around in 50 years when he turns the big 500?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a heck of a party.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. So in honor of that, among other things, you can celebrate Shakespeare's 450th with, get this, Shakespeare-ioki. Right?
Okay.
Sort of karaoke.
Yeah.
Trivia, Shakespeare trivia, live music, a Shakespeare raffle, and a cake devoted to the big bard from 7 to 10 Saturday night at the Uptown Arts Bar at 36th
and
Broadway.
Weekend. Just there last weekend.
Oh, and what did you do there?
We were taking part in a panel kind of fun thing with the renovator folks.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is called Shakespeare because there will be beer, among other things, but I guess they couldn't resist the pun. This is all a fundraiser. All the money raised, and it's a $10 standing room only. That's your best bet. All money raised will go to support scholarships for Camp Shakespeare, which is the Kansas City Shakespeare Festival's annual summer youth camp at Southmoreland Park, where the Shakespeare Festival proper, might as well get this in, will return with the Winter's Tale. That's this summer's production from June 17 to July 6. You know, would this be a good time to mention that I played Macbeth in Macbeth?
No, it wouldn't be a good time.
And my girlfriend And my girlfriend in high school played Lady Macbeth, and she had blood on her hands, let me tell you that.
Mm.
Thank you.
talk to me about the Count Basie Orchestra.
Well, now we're in your comfort
now
zone.
Now we're in my pocket of the woods.
Yeah, it's a little corner pocket in your pocket of the woods. The Count Basie Orchestra, under the direction of Scotty Barnhart. He's played trumpet for the orchestra for a good 20 years. He got the directorship gig last September. But the spirit of the Count and the wonderful timeless tunes will rule when Count Basie Orchestra performs at 7 o'clock Sunday night at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College. Count Basie made it big here in Kansas City. Should also mention, though, the big swinging weekend Saturday night at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will also have a swinging show.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. I like these guys. Arcade Fire. They're here.
They are coming.
I like them.
Yeah, no, they get described as alternative rock. They get described as indie rock. That sounds pretty familiar, pretty safe to me.
I like them.
But I like safety.
Yeah.
I
Nothing
love
wrong
it.
With safety.
That's right.
Get to be our age. Safety's a good thing.
Oh, now. Yeah, that's right. Arcade Fire. Well, we'll call it alternative rock just for the heck of it. 7:30 Saturday night, as I said, first show of the season at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. Now, it's a Montreal, Quebec band from Canada way, but interestingly, the leader, if you will, of the group, Wynn Butler, a Houston native who moved to Montreal after going to a New England a boarding school to focus on music. So he made it up to Canada, so even that Canadian band has an American influence. Anyway, fans love these guys. They're out there. They'll play more out there stuff than we just played, but like I said, safety first for Arcade Fire Saturday, Starlight Theater.
And finally today,
the little boy went first day of school. He got his crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper. Four colors was what he saw.
And?
Well, that's Harry Chapin talking about young artists. And young artists are on our minds because it's the Charlotte Street Foundation Studio Residency Program's Open House Weekend, where you can use your imagination, watching the artists use their imagination. When you visit with them in their workspaces downtown at several locations, there'll be dance performances, concerts, gallery talks, readings, a good time from 6 to 10 Friday night and noon to 3, maybe 4 o'clock on Saturday. Go downtown, just listen for the sound of imaginations at work.
And that's my buddy Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Always good to have you here.
Yep.